This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here we go again, rolling into another version of America Tonight, or at least another hour. Hope you're well out there for all her catching this. Kate Delaney. Big news today as a Supreme Court justice is retiring. That's right, it's true. You didn't wake up and just hear this and it's fake news, it's real news. So President Donald Trump said on Wednesday he was honored that Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy was retiring now because he felt confident that he could make the right choice and carry his legacy. So it's going to be a battle. It'll be a battle between the conservatives and the more liberal members, or Democrats and Republicans. Wednesday's swing vote retirement sets up a historic election year struggle to replace him that would solidify most likely a more conservative court. So the former Ohio Secretary of State and senior Trump transition advisor Kenneth Blackwell said, not all presidents have the opportunity to engrave themselves in the sands of presidential history, but this president gets to. For Trump to add a second justice to the Supreme Court, Republicans either squeak the confirmation through before the midterm elections or hold them after. If they do that, Trump's legacy of steering American jurisprudence in the more conservative direction would be assured. It's going to make for interesting conversation. And I mentioned before several times the Republican candidates in November. And during the campaign, revving up the beast, the machine. And there are plenty of opportunities to do that. But Democratic leadership should really be hustling and jumping all over this, because they know it's tit for tat and how it goes, and this is their big way to break through and break into it. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is fending off a challenge, and at a bizarre time, when you have the critical 5-4 Supreme Court decision that they've demonstrated a few times in a few different ways. Wow. Crazy. Crazy to think of the Supreme Court nominees expanded to 25 names in November. There are jurists who believe in limited constitutional based governance. So Leonardo Leo, that's his real name. He is contributing most of the names on the White House's short list of potential Supreme Court nominees. And with such a big legacy on the line, the president has to nail this to gain any traction. They have to nail it. The former governor of Indiana is on the list, but I can't imagine he would clear that biggest of all hurdles. In fact, I would not be going on a sacred limb, because you could all stand here with me and hopefully it wouldn't crash in half, but chances are it would. But there are some openings here. There are openings for a conservative female judge. This opens up the floor to the original judges, if he's following the advice of a few others who are framing it up for him. But it is about that list. Isn't it funny? It's all about getting on that list. Whoever's on the list at least has a shot. What direction they go, all of that is up in the air. Just that they'll take some sort of shape, because they have a certain amount of time for people to get used to it and hear the name and hear the name and hear the name and I guess hear the attacks and hear the or hear the praise or whatever it might be. And this is vital when you think of the midterm elections because you have a 28-year-old even. This is a great example. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who did a web video last month that went viral and struck a chord in New York City where she beat 10-term Congressman Joe Crowley in Tuesday's Democratic primary. As she said on the screen, after 20 years of the same representation, we have to ask, who has New York been changing for? And she said, every day gets harder for working families like mine to get by. The rent gets higher. Healthcare costs cover less. Healthcare covers less. Our income stays the same. It's clear these changes haven't been for us, and we deserve a champion. So how about that? And this is a guy who was potentially in line to succeed California Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi as the Democratic's leader next term. Wow. But Cortez ran on a platform promising paid family leave, Medicare for all, universal government jobs guarantees, demilitarize the police, abolish ICE, of course, Immigrations and Customs Enforcement Office. So this is very, very big. I mean, the district has definitely changed since Crowley's beginning and when he ran in 1998. But the figure and the drawing of what the district is a little bit different. And I'll be curious as to what the hurdles are for whoever, whatever name is bounced out. Wow. And Crowley spent $3.4 million, including $1 million since the beginning of May. $840,000. $840,000, my friends, for him to run and lose, went for advertising and direct mail polling. Wow. I mean, that's all you can say is, wow, what a difference in the money that was spent. What a difference. So now we'll see what happens. She had a few celebrity donors, Susan Sarandon, and some others who helped her. But will she seal the deal and crush it from here? I mean, who knows who comes out and votes? But it is stunning news, and it was stunning news on the heels of the Supreme Court justice decision to retire. So there are plenty of people who have opinions on this, and so many of you sent me emails, including Jack, who says, Kate, what an abomination, what's happening in the United States and how things are tilting in one direction. Is that true? Hang with us, everybody. I'll meet you on the other side of the fence.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Coming up here in America tonight, Dawn Zier, CEO of Nutrisystem, stops by. And Joe Calloway, brilliant business speaker who wrote a really well-known book. I'm going to let you hear me ask him about it, and you can figure out if you know Joe Calloway. But someone I really, 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 really definitely respect. A lot of people felt that way about Kennedy, the people who worked with him in different clerical roles, even in the point of view of being on the court and how he treated the people around him from just that perspective, not how he vote decisions and, you know, if he was the writer and etc., but more just him as a person. It was interesting to look at some of that, and I don't know, it's not necessarily surprising because I had heard that certainly before. So the big buzz across the land, and you listening to me now, you know it, is the Senate nominee. Who's that going to be? Not the Senate nominee. Who's going to be the Supreme Court Justice nominee? And the president makes that choice. And that's a big one. So the thought is that the Dems are going to pay if they don't block Trump's appointment. Chris Matthews was all over MSNBC. I could hear it from the other room on Hardball, warning the Democratic leadership they'll have hell to pay with voters if the party fails to block Trump's pick to replace Supreme Court Justice Kennedy. He said that's because Senate Republicans, led by Mitch McConnell, refused to even meet with the former President Barack Obama's pick to replace the late Justice Antonin Scalia. Democrats have done everything in their power to stop Trump's pick from being confirmed. So, big. the Supreme Court had 8 justices until Trump took office and nominated Gorsuch. Remember Gorsuch? Neil Gorsuch? Gorsuch. Easy to say, huh? Gorsuch. And 4 months away from an election? Should there be consideration of a Supreme Court nominee until the people have a say in the leadership? I don't know. It's actually an interesting tweet and something to consider, I think. While that's happening, there are people that are being targeted, being harassed, who work in the so-called front office. The list of those who have been publicly harassed is getting much longer. Maxine Waters urged activists to continue hounding Trump cabinet members whenever and wherever they could. Calls from the congresswoman for constituents to confront officials just pushed people right over the edge and perhaps into some really choppy water. And why is it choppy, for goodness sake? It's choppy because of the politics of the moment is why it's choppy. It's very choppy. I think the biggest one still is Sarah Sanders going to the Red Hen in Lexington, Virginia, and creating such a big furor that they asked her to leave because of the protests. Wow. Demonstrating outside, then it's so distracting asking her to leave, and that made huge news. And then people like Stephen Miller, who was the architect of the latest immigration policy, there were definitely people that were coming after him. And the list continues to grow. I can tell you this, the people that should be on it should just get on it. Because certainly the one thing it'll do is ease some people's minds, but it's not going to be a make or break scenario for most people. It just won't be. This was a surpriser to me. Hundreds of fans were outside of a public memorial in a hockey arena for the young rapper XXX Tadashawn, and thousands more were expected to view the body of the young singer who was murdered. About 1,000 people came out, though, to the BT&T Center arena set up with 19 people showing their respects. Phones and electronic devices weren't allowed in, so people didn't get that kind of a shot, but they got a shot of people mourning or people participating in the ceremony. It's very interactive, if that makes sense. Sounds odd, but I can't come up with another word. Ant-Man and the Wasp. Anybody see the Wasp? Anybody get stunned by the Wasp? Oof, I got stung one time by a wasp. I have no idea to this day how it happened, and it scared me. My hand was so swollen, I stuck it in a big thing of ice right away. Oh, it was awful. But certainly, that Ant-Man leads us to think about other successful franchises like Captain America Civil War and some others. And a lot of the same people showed up for this one. Of course, Paul Rudd is the major character. And he was supposed to be on house arrest for 2 years. And he invented a few things because he had a little time on his hands. Sorry. He had some time on his hands. So he was able to come up with that. And boy, there would be plenty of material. Let's put it that way. Plenty of material to go through. Plenty. Modern Family star Sofia Vergara, I think is how you say her name. I don't even know if I'm saying it correctly. But she has taken her ex-fiancé, Nick Loeb, to court. What could possibly go wrong in paradise? They want control, both of them, of the two human embryos they created back in 2013. Ooh. Lieb first looked back, or took his ex to court for the matter back in 2014 in California, but established a trust for the embryos in a pro-life state of Louisiana, where they could then go after Sophia. And even the local press, NOLA.com, according to them, Vergara removed the suit from Jefferson's 24th District Court and persuaded a judge to dismiss it because she was not subject to personal jurisdiction in November. Why am I not even surprised by that story? I'm not surprised. And she looks, here's the thing, the frozen embryos meant they could skip a step and also meant that she wouldn't have to carry the child given the age, etc. But maybe now the timing is perfect, maybe not. Not since the Louisiana Purchase have two people grinded it out quite as much. Not quite as much. So the female judge expected to be back in court on July 11th. Where will we go with this story? Huge, huge implications. Coming up, on America Tonight, some incredible guests you don't want to miss. Put up your feet, enjoy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Residents of Boise, Idaho are reeling after a man who was told to leave an apartment complex, returned the next day, and started attacking people with a knife at a 3-year-old's birthday party. 9 people were hurt, and some seriously. Police Chief William Bones.
The crime scene, the faces of the parents struggling, the tears coming down their faces, the faces of the children in the hospital beds. would be something that I'll carry with me for the rest of my life.
The victims include the birthday girl and five other children. The suspect is identified as 30-year-old Timmy Kinner, Mayor Dave Beter.
Boise is a welcoming city. We have been that way for generations. Whether refugees coming just in the last while or like my grandparents, Basque immigrants from the Basque Country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Always fun to be joined by Dawn Zier, the CEO of Nutrisystem. She was just named Retail and Consumer Products Entrepreneur of the Year in Ernst & Young's 2018 Greater Philadelphia Awards. This is huge. She's also a finalist for Ernst & Young's National Retail and Consumer Products Entrepreneur of the Year. This is like the Oscars when you talk about entrepreneurship. So, Dawn, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you. Very exciting event. And EY hosts this, Ernst & Young, and it really is a great event, national event across many different cities. So I'm so honored to be part of this.
By you winning the Greater Philadelphia Award, it means that you're actually, this is kind of a lead up to the Nationals, right? So you're now a national finalist?
Correct, which is in November. So fingers crossed.
I like that, fingers crossed. And as Greg and I know, we've talked to you a lot about this. We've talked a lot about entrepreneurs and entrepreneurship. So in saying it's a really big deal, it is a really big deal, because I think we live now, Dawn, more than ever, I think, in a world of entrepreneurs, and we're seeing some exciting things happen. And you definitely have your finger on the pulse of that. What's that been like for you?
It's exciting, and I think one of the things that we have to think about is what really is the definition of entrepreneurism. And I'm increasingly convinced that whether you're a company that's been in business for 4 days or for 40 years, thinking and acting like an entrepreneur can make all the difference. It's what gets you in business, it's what keeps you in business, and it's what can turn surviving businesses into thriving businesses if you're really willing to embrace change and step outside of your comfort zone. In this day and age, the pace is so fast. You know, there's technological change, there's business change, there's competitive pressures, that if you're not at the top of the game and if you're not always trying to reinvent yourself or disrupt yourself, somebody else is going to do that. So that's why no matter how new your company is, how old your company is, it's really important that as a leader, that the leadership team really from the top has a culture of entrepreneurism.
What I find so interesting in what you just said, Dawn, well, a couple of things, and I hope we can talk about both. One is, generally, when we just hear the word entrepreneur or entrepreneurship, we think young startup or young company, new, tech, innovative. And Nutrisystem is not a new company at all.
And but we're so cool, Greg. We're pretty cool.
Well, yeah, but that's my point, is that, you know, I think you've really broken some barriers here by showing that, you know, we're not a new startup company, but we're acting like one because we are entrepreneurial. And so I want you to talk about bringing that culture to a company that I think is over 40 years old. But the other thing is, it seems to me that this mindset of entrepreneurship and being entrepreneurial is really valuable to anyone, even if you're an employee within a larger organization. If you bring an entrepreneurial spirit to your company, you're going to get ahead and your company's going to get ahead.
Absolutely. And one of the things we look at when we're hiring people is, do they have that spirit of entrepreneurism in them, which really to me is defined as being intellectually curious, having passion, and not being afraid of change or disruption. And as we're looking for different candidates to come within the company, we look for those attributes because it's really important in an industry as fast-paced and as changing as the weight loss industry is. It's really important to be able to constantly reinvent yourselves and disrupt yourself. And one of the things that we did is in 2015, we just acquired a brand, the South Beach Diet. So now we're a multi-brand platform, as you know. But we didn't acquire anything else besides the name with the South Beach Diet. So it was a $15 million acquisition. But what we had to do is really invent the product from scratch. And that really was a test for the team to see if they could operate in a mid-sized company, but within an entrepreneurial construct. And the team did a great job with that. We came out with a new product, with a new program, new business line, and we expect to have $70 million in revenue from that business line this year. It's exciting, but it does start with the culture, and the culture, which is set at the top, has to be one that encourages freedom of thought, freedom of spirit, freedom to challenge things, and that's what we try to do at Nutrisystem.
How interesting is that? Dawn, peel back the onion a little bit for the listeners on that. That's fascinating. The team basically reworking the South Beach Diet, or what we know in our mind of it. So if you're a consumer, you have a certain idea, and you talked about reinventing, disrupting, and allowing people that freedom. What would that be like if I was on your team? What would you encourage me to do?
Well, one of the things we do is, I'm sure you've heard of the program Shark Tank, and one of the things we did a couple of years back, but we continue to do different exercises along this line, is we actually did Shark Tank within the company, where we encouraged teams throughout the company to come to us, to come to leadership. We had an afternoon where we had quick pitches and let people pitch different ideas of things that could move the company forward. And some of them we do move forward with. Some of them we take nuggets of the ideas and move forward with, and others just are thought-provoking. But the best thing that comes out of this is that it encourages people to think in a different way and to expand their mindset and to challenge in a safe environment. And that we found to be very exciting. The other things we do to really promote this culture is we try to have breakfast or lunches with different people within the company and get ideas from them. So, you know, always challenging what we're doing and trying to do it differently. And we do have an innovation team that is focused, as a matter of fact, it's my next meeting, that is focused on constantly on innovation across both product lines run by different groups.
We're talking with Dawn Sears. She's the president and CEO of Nutrisystem. She also was just named Retail and Consumer Products Entrepreneur of the Year in the Ernst & Young, or EY, 2018 Greater Philadelphia Award. She's going on to the national competition for that award. And obviously, Dawn, you know we're behind you. You got our vote. We're going to do everything we can to make sure you win, because you and Nutrisystem deserve it. It's so interesting to hear you talk about literally doing Shark Tank inside the company, because one of the things that that makes me think is that by doing that and gamifying it, identifying with a brand that everybody loves, you must see that that has all kinds of incredible downstream impacts on people and making them feel like they have ownership in the company. They're encouraged to think creatively. As you said, you know, freedom of thought. And hats off to you for thinking of doing that. But I do want to know, of the judges on Shark Tank, which one are you?
Oh, I'm not going to answer that one. So
clearly not Mark Cuban.
I will tell you
then
that my son has actually read Damon John's book, I think it's Rise to Grind, And that really was a group great for the millennial Gen Z audience that really inspired him in his thinking in an early stage in his career. So I think there are lessons that we can take from all the sharks. I would say at Nutrisystem we take a little softer approach to things than some of the sharks do. But really, you know, smart people, great insights. Again, the point is that it motivates people to think differently.
When we look at this whole entrepreneurial spirit of Nutrisys, I mean, it's so fascinating, Dawn. I know there's people that would be listening to us that would think, you know what, I do have that spirit that she's talking about, but I work for a company that doesn't have that kind of culture. What would you suggest they do to try to maybe bring that to the forefront and kind of poke at the company a little in a good way?
It's important to be happy where you are, and I think it comes down to passion. Like, do you feel passion for what you're doing, or is it just a 9-to-5 job that you're coming to? And for some people, that's fine. But for a lot of people, it has to be a company, a cause, especially when you look at the millennials and Gen Z, a passion that they really care about. And that all comes down to the culture. So, you know, I believe that if you're not happy in a role or you don't feel like you're growing and developing, you should look for other opportunities that better suit you culturally. And, you know, try to find a company, if this is a passion of yours, where innovation is top front in terms of things that the company is trying to do. I think everybody, in terms of, now we're turning it into a little bit of a mentoring session here, but, you know, people really are responsible for your own careers. You know, you're your number one advocate. You'll be judged based on your performance and communication skills, and you need to navigate your own path. And that's what might be right for me would be very different for somebody else. But I always encourage people to raise their hand, take on the tough assignments, you know, be visible. If a door is half open, push it all the way open and walk through it, because ultimately you're your greatest advocate. You're actually accountable for yourself, and just get it done.
So I've got to ask you this question. You have a mentee with you as we're doing this interview, and I think it's so important to mentor kids no matter where you are and what company you're with. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we believe a lot in mentorship at Nutrisystem. Say hi, Gabriella.
Hi.
So Gabriella is a high school student. She is top of her class, and she is looking to get into University of Pennsylvania, star soccer player, really has the entire package. And, you know, that's what I look for when I'm mentoring different students, really looking for somebody that, again, has a thirst and drive and willingness to succeed. So what we're doing here at Nutrisystem, and this is the pilot of our program, again, she's the first one, where it's a two-day program where she's just meeting people throughout the company to really understand how corporate America works, because as a high school student, you don't really have that view unless your parents are in that space, and really introducing her to all sides of the business, finance, marketing, digital, supply chain, of course, our contact center, just so you can see kind of how it all comes together. You know, it's a pilot that we're trying out for the first time. We'll see how it goes. So far, the feedback has been pretty good. Thumbs up I'm getting over here. And, you know, we'll take it from there. But then, of course, you know, we also, as you know, I pride myself on going to different universities and doing speaking engagements there and talking to college kids in terms of their career path and what they're thinking of. And I've talked at a number of schools. And it really is a passion of mine. Our company, we have a ton of Gen Zs in our company, especially with our digital team and our marketing teams. And it's really important culturally what works for these guys and how to keep them motivated and inspired. So I like staying in touch. And, you know, the little trick of a mentor-mentee relationship is, as a mentor, you think you've been around the block a couple of times and you know a lot. I find that I'm always learning from the students that I mentor because they have a different perspective on things. They have an entirely different perspective on health and wellness than a 50-year-old would. They are more technologically savvy than most people. So I find it's really a give-and-get relationship.
Yep, love it. Dawn Zier, CEO of Nutrisystem, just named Retail and Consumer Products Entrepreneur of the Year in Ernst & Young's 2018 Greater Philadelphia Awards. And she's a finalist for Ernst & Young's National Retail and Consumer Products Entrepreneur of the Year. So thanks so much as always, Dawn.
Great, thank you.
Okay.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Well, we couldn't get enough of him, so Hall of Fame speaker Joe Calloway is with us again, and he's in the middle of his 8th book. He has 7 books on business performance, and it's fascinating. We're talking about really kind of a shift in what we're seeing with companies and what's expected of a CEO and how you have to be certainly reactive, not proactive, because that's all we kept hearing before. And Joe, we were talking about that and what it's like. You almost have to have, in some cases, that startup mentality and take it off campus, so to speak. And have you seen that really work now with some companies?
Well, I tell you, we've only been in business for a year. And so we're still in the initial stages with the people we're working with. I'll tell you something that's interesting to me, and part of it is a function of where we are, which is we're out of Nashville, Tennessee, which is a major healthcare center. And healthcare is one of those businesses that is becoming acutely aware of the need to change. There are hospital CEOs that will have said on the public record, have said, our job used to be to keep the hospital full. Now our job is going to be to try and keep the hospital as empty as possible by taking healthcare services closer to the consumer and doing much, much more in terms of preventive healthcare. And that's a reversal to say we need to get paid for keeping people healthy instead of we will get paid when people get sick. I mean, that's a huge mindset shift with an entire know, we talked last time about how companies could be entrenched and CEOs can be entrenched in old ways of thinking. But in all fairness, what's encouraging are the number of CEOs and leaders that are saying, yeah, this is real. All this disruption stuff, this is not a fad. This is not a buzzword. What's happening is entire industries are starting to be changed significantly to the point that you could say they truly are being reinvented. Healthcare is one of them.
Yeah, wow, that is so. And just imagine, what is that going to look like 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now? I mean, for people listening, this affects all of us. Your health, without your health, what do you have?
Yeah, it does. We're putting together a group right now that's going to be an ongoing innovation, kind of a think tank composed of representatives from big, I mean, great big giant healthcare companies and other non-healthcare companies, really, really big corporations, but they are huge consumers of healthcare because they may have 200,000 employees. And one of their biggest concerns and expenses is insurance and health care. And so we're going to put all these entities together along with then some really brilliant startup minds to say, well, okay, let's go to work. It's kind of like having a giant, you know, the old phrase, the skunk works, which is you take the band of pirates off campus and let them come up with stuff. Well, that's what we're going to be doing in a very process-driven, well, we are starting to do it in a very process-driven way. And it's pretty juicy. It's pretty exciting stuff.
No kidding. Fascinating. I mentioned the other day when we were speaking about, when we were talking about the book that I read, Becoming a Category of One, and that, I think in some ways, just to me, that kind of really made you stand out even more, really put you on the map, so to speak. Talk about doing a category of one and what that means.
Well, I had been out doing speaking and some consulting and, you know, a lot of workshop stuff with groups, especially leadership groups. And now I pretty much exclusively work just with leadership teams and leadership of companies. But the thing, it finally came to me. I thought, what I'm doing is working with companies on how to differentiate. Ultimately, it's how do we set ourselves apart from the competition? And somehow, and I have no idea what the thought process was, but I came up with this idea of becoming a category of one. And, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad I did. that title, it was not only turned out to be a great book title, but I've spoken at conventions where they made the theme of the entire 10,000-person convention becoming a category of one. It's just one of those phrases that people go, yes, that's what we want to be. We want to set ourselves apart from the competition so completely that we're not only a leader in the category, they see us as being our own category. So that's where the idea came from.
Yeah, brilliant idea. So I mentioned that you are deep into business. We know that. You just talked about it. You work with companies like Procter & Gamble, Coca-Cola, Cadillac, American Express. And it's kind of like children. I don't think you always want to say, well, this is my favorite. I know you have two daughters. This is my favorite daughter because I love each daughter equally. They're all fabulous.
Exactly.
We know you love all your clients. And this is a hard question, but I'm so curious about this because you've had these great opportunities. Do you have a favorite memory, favorite place where you spoke, something you did, whatever happened?
You know, I kind of do. This is an ongoing client some of your listeners will be familiar with, and they can certainly Google them and see who they are. It's a retail division of Genesco, which is an apparel manufacturer. And the company is Journeys, which has retail stores. They sell clothing. Their target market is mostly young people, teens and 20-somethings. And I work on an ongoing basis I've worked with their most senior leadership, but I also work on a regular basis with their newly promoted district managers and area managers. A district manager is a store manager that gets promoted to, now you're in charge not of one store, but 20 stores and all the managers and all the employees. And they are young, and I walked in the room the first time, and I was faced with 20 or 22 young people wearing tattoos with hair color that none of those colors can be found in nature, with parts of their heads shaved, and I thought, oh, man, I may not be the best match for these people. And they were, in every single class since then, the smartest, hardest working, intuitively smart and respectful, and interested and curious. This company knows, and they always promote from within. This company journeys. They know how to grow leaders. And I'm so impressed with them. And every time I work with them, I come away thinking, wait a minute, they're going to pay me for doing that? I should pay them for the learning opportunity that I have in seeing these, and I can call them kids, these kids who are so impressive. But from the very top of their leadership all the way down to the store manager level, they really do a great, great job of developing and growing their leaders.
Wow, how interesting. And I can imagine what that moment was like. I love the way you described that. You thought, no way is this going to work. And how perfect is that? It's like the mentor and the mentee that they're teaching you.
Oh, it's so cool. And I thought, oh, my gosh, they're going to be looking at me. Their eyes are going to roll out of their heads and say, who is this old guy that you've got talking to us? The exact opposite was true. They had so many questions, and I mean smart questions. Really, it's funny, not only by what they were saying in terms of their thoughts on leadership, but the quality of the questions they were asking about leadership. I thought, these people are just powerhouses. And I'm so incredibly impressed with them.
Yep. We have, a minute and change left, but did you ever think, Joe, that you would end up doing what you're doing now and have these great opportunities and be in this space when you were growing up through the ranks?
I didn't know such a job existed. I didn't know. Are you kidding? I wanted to be Huey Lewis of Huey Lewis and the News. I wanted to be a rock star. And I would have, if I had had some talent, that's exactly what I would have done.
Wow. But you're a rock star in business, in the business world, certainly. And we are so happy you spent some time with us. Tell us when your book's going to come out.
You know, it will come out pretty quickly. This one's going to have a very quick turnaround. It'll be out by this fall. I'm guessing by September it'll be out. And it'll be available like every other product on the face of planet Earth on Amazon.
I love it. Joe Calloway, Hall of Fame speaker. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kate.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.